Praise God. Good to be with you today. Pray everyone's doing well. And when we closed our last session, I was talking about building, creating a solid structure on a solid foundation. You know, there's no other foundation, Paul said, that can be laid, which is Jesus Christ. But he said, let every man take heed how he builds their own. And he went on and talked about some of the things people were building with. Well, if you put hay and wood and stubble in the fire, it burns up. But if you build with silver and gold and precious stones, the fire doesn't harm them. It helps purify them. So Paul said, let every man's going to give an account of his own work. So when you build, children, it's time to be steadfast. It's time to be consistent. It's time to be diligent. You know, if you look at Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to turn over here, and I'm going to go to verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word diligent means continual, persistent. That's, in other words, you keep doing it. It doesn't matter what situation is. Some of you will pray when you feel like it. You'll go to church when you feel like it. You'll have a right attitude when you feel like it. Well, that's not diligence. That's not being consistent. That's not following on in God's word and being persistent to lay hold of a relationship in God. If you are going to come to God, you've got to have faith, knowing his word, believing his word, and acting on his word. And this Bible here is the word. It is the sword of the Spirit. And you use that sword of the Spirit. The Lord instructed me many years ago. He said, you can use the word to cut ties that bind. You can use it to cut bondages and cut things away from people that has wounded them or bound them. And you can use it as a defense weapon to keep the devil at bay. Or you can learn how to turn and use it to destroy your enemies. He said the sword can be used for many things, but the sword is the only offensive weapon you have in the spirit. Everything else is defensive. But you've got to learn to use the word. And the only way to use the word is be in prayer. Have a diligent, consistent prayer life, because it is the anointing and the working of the Spirit of God that makes the word alive. Without the Spirit, the word is dead letter. Without you learning to use the word under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it's just going to be dead letter, children. And you're going to struggle to get things done in your life. You're going to struggle to get your prayers answered. You're going to struggle to walk with God. Get that word living in you and get it alive in you, and let the working of the Spirit of God be real to you. And it will give you strength. It will give you peace. It will give you joy. You know, we've talked about that scripture in Isaiah 26:3, where it says, and the Lord will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him, because he trusteth in him. And if you're going to keep your mind on the Lord, then he said it will give you perfect peace. He just didn't say it will give you peace. He said it will give you perfect peace. It will give you that complete peace and joy, because your mind is stayed upon the Lord. Your heart's crying out for him. You're pressing for him. You're seeking him. You're doing what Jesus said. He said, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given. Those are not salvation scriptures. Those are kingdom scriptures. Those are learning the working of the kingdom inside of you. The kingdom is not up in heaven. There is a heaven, but it's not the kingdom of heaven. Because in Luke 17, they demanded of Jesus, said, where's this kingdom of heaven you keep preaching about? We want to see it. We want to see where it's at. Show it to us. And Jesus looked at him and said, you can't say lo here or lo there, For the kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation, but the kingdom of heaven is within men. In other words, he was saying it's Christ living in here. It's his word, it's his spirit, it's the peace, it's the strength, it's the joy, it's the comfort of the Holy Ghost that he brings by you diligently seeking God. And if you come to the Lord according to Hebrews 6, you got to come to him with faith. You got to come to him believing that he, first thing, he is God, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you diligently, continually, consistently press, and you strive to live by that word, and you keep that word, it's important to keep the word. It's important to be in the house of God. It's important to follow the scriptures. It's important to apply the word of God to your life. It's important to give and honor God with your substance and what he's blessed you with. It's one of your building blocks. It's part of your worship. Giving is part of your worship. It's how you worship God and honor God because he's been good to you and for his blessings on you. I don't care if it's not but 25 cents. I don't care if it's not but 50 cents or a dollar. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all of thy increase. And he said, if you'll do this, then so shall your barns be filled with plenty. And then your presses will begin to break out with new wine. I pray you take this and begin to practice, begin to apply the word of God. Let it become alive to you. For the words Jesus said that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So let it be that the word of God becomes spirit and life to you. I love and appreciate you. I pray that this word is coming alive in you and giving you the strength to go forward. God bless you till we meet again in Jesus' name.